Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week in Science Fantastic, we talk about the cutting edge of science. Science that changes your life. Science that changes the way you view the universe. And so this program is dedicated to you. In other words, you can get on Science Fantastic. All you have to do is get to the phone, call the magic number, and ask a question. Ask a question, and also give us your call letters or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and you can be on Science Fantastic. So write this number down, 612-564-8135. 612-564-8135 is the number to call, and you might be able to get on Science Fantastic. And also check out my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I've written several New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called Quantum Supremacy. It's all about the next generation of supercomputers that'll make digital computers obsolete. So find out about the future. Get a copy of my book, Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. Well, today, I'm going to talk about some of the emails that I get. I get a lot of questions on emails. So instead of taking them one by one, I'll take them as a group. One set of questions concerns the sun. We think of the sun as being nice and calm and soothing and life-giving, but every once in a while, it has a temper tantrum. It blows its top off, and it causes tremendous fire and destruction. So we're going to talk about what happens when the sun goes berserk, probably in a few years. This could happen very soon. And then, of course, we'll say a few things about flying saucers and UFOs. Every week, every month, new sightings are now being registered. In fact, because of the United States Congress, there was a statement made by Congress stating that military personnel will not be punished, will not have a black mark on their record if they report encountering an unidentified anomalous phenomenon, a UAP. And so now the floodgates are opening. More and more people are now recording these incidences. And then we'll say a few things about, what do you make of this? I mean, what does it all mean, all these sightings coming in? How do you rank them? How do you know how credible they are? And then we'll say a few things about the moon. That's right, there's a race now to go back to the moon after 50 years of neglect. Yes, the Indians, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Russians, the Americans, the Israelis, everybody, it seems, is in line to go to the moon. So we'll say a few things about why bother. What are we going to get if we go to the moon? So we'll say a few things about that. And then we'll say a few things about what's happening in the world of physics, my field. The standard model of particle physics, including quarks and neutrons and electrons, that's been pretty much constant and stable for 50 years. In fact, since I got my PhD, it's been kind of boring. I mean, the roster of subatomic particles doesn't change. We still have 36 quarks and antiquarks. We have Higgs bosons, Yang-Mills particles, W particles, Z particles, it hasn't changed. It's a mess. But now there's a new result, as I mentioned before, coming out of Chicago. The Fermi Laboratory has found perhaps the first deviation in the standard model of particle physics. And does this mean that something as bizarre as string theory might be correct? Well, we'll say a few things about that as well. Okay, well, let's just jump right into some of the emails that I get. Some of the emails concern the weather. The weather, of course, seems to be going berserk on the planet Earth with flooding and forest fires and heat spells. But let's say a few things about the sun. The sun seems so quiet, so calm, so life-giving. But hey, let's be real. Every few centuries, the sun blows its top. And we're due for another such cycle, so watch for it. It could light up the heavens. First of all, back in 1859, an astronomer noticed that there was something strange happening with the sun. And roughly 8 minutes or so later, there was chaos on the Earth concerning telegraph wires. Telegraph wires across the continents began to short circuit. In fact, some of them caught on fire. Now, back then, in 1859, we didn't have much electricity. We didn't have gigantic power hydro plants. We didn't have much electricity in the house. And there weren't any electrical fires as a consequence. So this event was noted, but it was not of consequence because no one died. Houses did not burn down. It just meant that telegraph wires were short-circuited around the country, around the world. But now, we are in the electric age. We have astronauts orbiting the Earth that require electricity. We have dams which create tremendous amounts of electricity. We have a society based on oil. Oil to create electricity. And with so much electricity, what happens if we have another Carrington event? Well, let's say a few things about the sun. The sun seems so calm and quiet, but every 11 years, the sun goes berserk. Every 11 years, the North Pole and the South Pole of the sun flip. That's right. The North Pole and the South Pole of the sun are not constant. Every 11 years, they interchange position. They flip. When they flip, solar flares are sent into space, releasing enormous amounts of energy. For the most part, they miss the Earth. For the most part, nothing happens. So we forget about the fact that every 11 years, the sun blows its top. But once every few centuries, there is a direct hit. This is the sunspot cycle. Every 11 years, the sunspots go through a quiet phase and a noisy phase. During the noisy phase, the sunspot is like a gun barrel. Think of a gun barrel that shoots a pellet into the sky. For the most part, the pellets miss their target because the sky is so big and the pellet gun is so small, you don't even notice it. So that's what's happening for most of human history. For most of human history, first of all, we didn't have electricity, so we didn't even know what was happening. Second of all, if we did have electricity, we would notice that sunspot activity peaks every 11 years when the North Pole and the South Pole flip, releasing a burst of energy like a gun barrel firing a pellet into the sky. Most of them miss the Earth because, of course, the Earth is so small and the sky is so big, we don't even notice it. But every few centuries or so, there's a direct hit. And when that gun barrel, that is, the sunspot, shoots a coronal mass discharge, and that discharge of hot gas hits the Earth, watch out. So, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about what happens when the sun has a temper tantrum, what happens when all hell breaks loose. Property damage could be $2 trillion in case of a worst-case scenario. So let's take a short commercial break. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we were talking about what happens when the sun goes berserk. It doesn't happen usually. Once every few centuries, the sun has a temper tantrum, sunspot cycle peaks, the North Pole and the South Pole flip, and the sunspot is like a gun barrel. It shoots out huge bursts of plasma, and roughly 8 minutes later, they hit the Earth, causing havoc. Well, for the most part, we were not in the electric age at all. Our ancestors didn't even know it. They didn't care, because there was no electricity back in those days. But now we're heavily into the electric age. Everything is electric. So what happens? Well, first of all, our astronauts would have to be warned. They would have to go to a special compartment in the International Space Station, because the solar flare will hit the space station. Then, when the solar flare hits the Earth, well, watch out. First of all, it can knock out power plants, causing short circuits, massive blackouts. In fact, planetary blackouts. Not just a blackout of one city, a blackout of the entire hemisphere. That's what could happen. So, there could be food riots. There could be massive disturbances because food rots, because all the refrigeration went on the blink. There's no rescue crews because even they are paralyzed as a consequence. In other words, go back 150 years. Go back before the electric age when there were no power plants, there were no hydroelectric dams. Go back 150 years, that's what life was like. And we're going to go back to that in case the sun has a temper tantrum. So, how much property damage would there be? On the order of $2 trillion. That's trillion with a T, not a B. That is an enormous amount of our wealth going up in smoke because we depend upon electricity, and electricity could cause food riots, massive disruptions, looting as a consequence. We're going to be thrust back 150 years into the past. So then the next question is, when is it going to happen again? Well, the last time was 1859, and we've gone back through history to find out when they happened in the past. For example, tree rings. Tree rings are sensitive to the environment. Trees add one ring every year because, of course, during the wet cycle, during wintertime, it grows because of all the water that comes down. So rings are formed as a consequence once a year. And by analyzing these things, we can then look at where there was a disruption in these tree rings. And using this as a clock, then we can count how far backwards in time we have to go before there was a disruption in the formation of tree rings. Well, there was a big one in around 700 AD, so a few thousand years ago. But yeah, they happen every few hundred years. So this means we could be headed for the next big one. Sunspot activity recently is unusual. It's picked up far beyond expectations. As a consequence, we think there could be more blackouts. There could be more solar activity because of the fact that we're headed for an unusual solar cycle. Now, what could happen? Maybe nothing. Because these sunspots shoot out plasma like a gun shooting out through a gun barrel. Most of the time, they miss. They miss the Earth because the Earth is so tiny, given the fact that the sun is so big and the horizon from north to south is so big. Most of the time, these coronal mass discharges miss the Earth. But one day, when it hits the Earth, watch out. We're talking about a catastrophe that we've never seen before. Well, moving on, I get a lot of emails about UFOs, and people wonder what happened as a consequence of the congressional hearings. A lot of hoopla, but it turns out that many more sightings are being reported, especially by the military. Now, this is very important, because within the military, if you are rising through the ranks and you report encountering a flying saucer, what happens? People laugh at you. You get shunned. People think you're some kind of crackpot or idiot, and you're passed over for a promotion. Therefore, there is a blacklist of pilots who claim that they've encountered a flying saucer. Well, Congress said no. No more punishment. No more reprisals. People should have the ability to say what they saw in the sky with impunity without being laughed at. So what's happening is the floodgates are opening. More and more people, commercially and militarily, are reporting these things, realizing that they're not going to get demoted and they're not going to get laughed at. So, the latest one was from Mr. Ryan Graves. He flew into New York City on an airplane, and for 2.5 hours, he noticed there was something out there, a point of light. A point of light that was following him, not just for a few minutes, but for a few hours. And he visually sighted it. He took videotapes of it. And later he found out that another group on the Earth, they also saw the same thing. And then, of course, we have all sorts of eyewitness accounts, farmers, housewives, school teachers, pastors, saying that, yeah, they've seen something up there in the sky. So, what are we going to make of it? We're going to get deluged with these stories because Congress has opened the floodgates. So what does it mean? How do we grade these? How do we determine which ones are credible and which ones are not credible? Well, let's be blunt. If you as one individual see something flash into the sky, it's not credible. Because, yeah, you can tell the government about it. It'll be logged. But it's going to be placed in File 13, i.e. probably the wastebasket, because you're talking about one person making one observation, not multiple individuals using radar and infrared sensors and video cameras. So in other words, the gold standard in all of this is not one individual saying they saw something at night. The gold standard is multiple sightings by multiple modes. Multiple sightings means that more than one person saw it. Multiple modes means it was tracked visually, it was tracked by video, it was tracked by infrared sensors, it was tracked by any number of electronic devices. That is the gold standard. So this pilot said something flashed at him, and he had 7 minutes of videotape. The whole incident lasted 2.5 hours. And as I mentioned, he had visual sighting. He had audio. He had video sighting of it. And it was also sighted from the ground. So this would qualify for the gold standard, except he didn't have a radar sighting. That would have clinched it if he had radar telemetry, if a radar had tracked it. That would be the topping on the cake. But there's a gold standard. Multiple sightings by multiple modes. And then you may say to yourself the question, if he saw something, then doesn't that mean that it really is real, that these UFOs come from another planet? Well, not necessarily. You see, beyond the gold standard is another layer, and that's the smoking gun. The smoking gun is when the scientific community says, yes, 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 you're right. These are from another planet. And what is the smoking gun? Tangible evidence. Evidence not by video camera, not by telescopes, not by a cell phone. Tangible evidence means evidence you can touch. In other words, somebody may find an alien ship. An alien ship that came from an alien computer. That would nail it to the wall right then and there. A whole new architecture for computation. Or an alien hair, an alien dandruff. In other words, alien DNA. That would also clinch it. Because we're now talking about a totally alien electronic circuit in a chip and a totally unknown sequence of genetic codes in alien DNA. That's tangible evidence. That would clinch it if you can find that. So eyesight, video cameras, yeah, they're nice, but that's not the smoking gun. The smoking gun is tangible evidence. And so far, we don't have it. Or do we? After the break, we'll say a few things about 40 individuals who claimed, yes, they've seen tangible evidence. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. You're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour, hail as big as an inch and a half. The National Weather Service says a large and extremely dangerous tornado was confirmed Thursday night near Williamston, Michigan, just east of Lansing. Former President Trump may be heading back to Atlanta soon after Thursday's surrender at the Fulton County Jail. Charlie Shaw is a local bail bondsman who handled Trump's $200,000 bail.
It was a historical experience, one that I've never experienced before and probably never will again in my life.
Record-breaking heat possible through Monday in dozens of U.S. cities. Sweltering heat has been roasting parts of the central and southern U.S. this week, will continue in parts of the South. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on the air, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we were talking about UFOs or UAPs, and the question is, what is the criterion? How do we know that you've seen something really valuable, or was it the fact you were drunk last night? How do you tell? Well, the gold standard, as I mentioned before, is multiple sightings by multiple modes. Those are the incidences that are studied very carefully by scientists because maybe, just maybe, they represent an encounter with an extraterrestrial civilization. But that's not the proof. The smoking gun that would nail it to the wall is tangible evidence. An alien chip, alien technology, alien DNA. End of story. That would nail it right to the wall. Can you imagine the chaos that would erupt in the scientific community if we find a completely new genetic code in somebody's dandruff left over from an alien from outer space? That would rewrite all the textbooks. And then I get emails from people that say that, well, all this is interesting, but the aliens, How come they're not more secretive? How come they keep being spotted by housewives and pastors and farmers all the time? There's so many incidences of these things. Aren't the aliens getting sloppy? Well, let me say a few things. Look at it from the alien's point of view. If you're walking down a country road and you see a squirrel, do you go down to the squirrel and talk to it? Well, maybe initially. But eventually you get bored because the squirrel doesn't talk back to you. The squirrel has nothing to say to you. And then you might say to yourself, well, what does the squirrel think looking at humans? And then you might say to yourself, shouldn't the squirrel be scared? Or shouldn't we hide as a consequence? Well, look at it this way. For the most part, I think we are the squirrels. And these aliens come into our forest. And we wonder, how come they don't talk to us? How come they don't interact with us? And then the answer is pretty obvious. Why should they? I mean, they're so far advanced that we have nothing to offer them. Why would they come down and try to communicate with us when for them it would be a useless exercise because we have nothing to give them, nothing to offer? And then how come there's so many sightings of these flying saucers? Everybody apparently has seen a flying saucer at some point in their life. Well, if this analogy is true, the aliens don't care whether we see them or not. I mean, when you're in a forest, do you care whether the squirrels see you or not? And that's why it's so easy to see these things, because the aliens don't bother to hide themselves, because why should they? And the next question is, are they going to be dangerous? Well, are humans dangerous to squirrels? In principle, they could be, but for the most part, they're not. They simply leave the squirrels alone because the squirrels have nothing to add. They're not interesting to these aliens. And so that's the reason why I think encounters with these alien life forms are so different than what people expect. They're not going to give us the benefit of their advanced technology, which is the subject of many science fiction stories. Because why should they? Will you give advanced technology to squirrels? Probably not. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and pick up a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what I'm up to and get a copy of my latest bestseller, a New York Times bestseller. Title is Quantum Supremacy. About quantum computers, computers that are so powerful, they are millions of times potentially more powerful than a standard digital computer. Well, talking about space, there's a new race to the moon. Remember 50 years ago, there was such a tremendous amount of hoopla, made the history books, the race to go to the moon. Well, we won the race, and then what happened? We went home. As Isaac Asimov once said, we scored a touchdown, we took our football, and went home. Well, we forgot about the moon. We haven't been to the moon for 50 years, except by probes, but now we're going back to the moon. Everybody, it seems, is part of a traffic jam. We have so many rockets that are planned to go to the moon. We're talking about the Japanese. We're talking about the Indians. The Russians, the Chinese, the Americans, the Israelis. So many countries have plans either to visit the moon or they've already done so. Well, there are, of course, possibilities of misfires and accidents. The Russians tried to score one to go to the moon after a 50-year gap. It failed. However, other countries have been able, like China, to have a soft landing on the moon. And then the next question is, why? What's so different from 50 years ago? Well, 50 years ago, space travel was extremely expensive. It was the province of superpowers. You had to be a superpower in order to have the resources to visit the moon. Now, even the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, a tiny, tiny country in the Middle East, has the resources to send a probe to Mars. Forget the moon, they've gone to Mars. So the price of space travel has dropped, opening up the heavens. And then the question is, for what purpose? Well, you may say maybe for war. Maybe the military wants to take charge of these exploratory missions. Well, yes and no. It takes 3 days to go to the moon. 3 days from launch to intercept. And a nuclear war, however, would be fought in a matter of 90 minutes. It takes 90 minutes to go from Moscow to Washington or vice versa, 90 minutes. So in other words, you can build a moon base on the moon with all sorts of rockets and things like that. But the problem is, it'd be useless in a fighting war that would take place very rapidly. Well, short of war, another problem is land rights. Who owned the moon? Well, there's something called the Outer Space Treaty that we've talked about. The Outer Space Treaty of 1967. And it had two major provisions. One is that no nuclear weapons should go into outer space. And number two, we're talking about no country can stake a territorial claim on an extraterrestrial body. In other words, you cannot claim the moon as your property. Well, that treaty is woefully obsolete. Because first of all, most of the wars that we think will be fought in outer space are not going to be nuclear at all. If you detonate a nuclear bomb in space, you knock out your own satellites. You don't want to do that. You don't want to blind yourself in the opening seconds of a war by shooting out nuclear weapons. Satellites, for the most part, are unguarded. They're unshielded. You detonate a bomb in space, you wipe out all the satellites in that hemisphere. So that's one reason why the Outer Space Treaty of 67 is obsolete, because most of the hardware we use in warfare are, in principle, non-nuclear. We're talking about direct impact vehicles, laser beams. We're talking about objects that can intercept and destroy a killer satellite in orbit around the Earth. So we need a new outer space treaty, and we certainly don't need a territorial fight as to who controls which hemisphere of the moon. We need a new outer space treaty. Well, let's take another short commercial break. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, and give us a call, and you can get on national radio and the Internet. Give us a call.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we probe the cutting edge of science, science that changes the way you view the universe. And right now, we're going to answer some more emails that I get. Another email I get wants me to elaborate on what I talked about coming out of Chicago. There's a particle accelerator outside Chicago at Fermilab, which is causing a tremendous amount of controversy within the physics community because the standard model, the model that has held sway for subatomic particles for the last 50 years, could be shown to be incomplete. And if the theory of everything is incomplete, that means there's more stuff that's out there. What's out there beyond the standard model? Well, let's break it down. When you're in school, you learn about the atom. You learn that the atom consists of electrons spinning around a nucleus, and the nucleus in turn consists of neutrons and protons. Okay? That's what you learn in school. Then, if you go to college, you learn that the protons and neutrons in turn are made of even smaller particles called quarks. Well, how many quarks do you need to explain the universe? 36 quarks. 36 quarks and antiquarks, not to mention Yang-Mills particles to bind them together, not to mention Higgs bosons in order to split the symmetry of these things. It goes on and on and on. And you may say to yourself, how can Mother Nature be so cruel that the smaller you go, things should get simpler, not more complicated? And yeah, we have 36 quarks, three generations of redundant particles, a whole slew of gluons that hold these things together. It goes on and on and on. It's a theory so ugly that only a mother could love it. So then the next question is that the final word? And the answer is no. We have gravity. Gravity is not part of the standard model at all. And so we know the standard model is incomplete. But for 50 years, it's been pretty much a constant, and it's all in our textbooks, and we simply do not know how to go beyond it. Until now. Now, out of Fermilab, we look at what are called muons. Muons are heavy electrons, and they decay in a very precise way. They're unstable. And by looking at the decay of the muon, we find that they deviate ever so slightly from what is predicted. So if you take the usual standard model and stick it into a muon to calculate its lifespan, you get a mismatch. A mismatch meaning there are other particles out there. We've missed some particles. Particles that are super heavy, particles that are beyond the standard model, pointing to a new theory of everything. Well, if you want to know more about this chase to find the ultimate particles of nature, get a copy of my earlier book, The God Equation. The God Equation talks about string theory, which is the leading and only candidate for a theory of everything. So we want a paradigm that could explain the world beyond the standard model. Now, what is that paradigm? Music. You see, when you twang a string, it vibrates. You create a note. And if that string is, let's say, a rubber band, and you twang it harder and harder, what do you get? Different notes. So it's the same string vibrating at different modes, creating musical notes of different frequencies. How many of them are there? an infinite number. There's an infinite number of ways you can twang a string to create music. So music is an example of the harmonies you get from vibrating strings. Now assume that what's inside the quark is a vibrating string. That at the fundamental level, all matter is made out of vibrating strings. Each string vibrates at a certain frequency, which gives you a certain particle. This would be an electron, that would be a proton, this would be a quark, all vibrating at a different frequency. So all the particles of nature, why do we have so many of them? We're drowning in subatomic particles. It's because these are simply the musical notes that you can create on a string. So what is physics with all these complicated equations? Physics is nothing but the harmonies. The harmonies you can create on vibrating strings. And then what is chemistry? Chemistry is the melodies that you can make by vibrating strings. What is the universe? The universe is a symphony of vibrating strings. And then what is the mind of God? The mind of God is what Einstein wrote about for the last 30 years of his life, and he failed. He failed to find a theory of everything. Well, today, there's no unanimity among scientists about the theory of everything, but the leading candidate for a theory of everything is based on music, and that is string theory. And that is what I do for a living. That doesn't make it right, but it does mean that it's the leading candidate, because it is the only theory which has within it the simplicity and the complexity necessary to describe everything there is in the universe. So this is not a new idea at all. Pythagoras, the man who helped to discover the Pythagorean theorem and a lot of mathematics 2,000 years ago, Pythagoras once thought that the paradigm of the universe was music. And he looked at a lyre string. When he twang a lyre string, the longer it is, the lower the note. And he said to himself, aha, mathematics can explain music. The longer the string, the lower the note. A one-to-one correspondence. Well, anyway, for more information, get a copy of my book, The God Equation, a theory that we hope will explain all the particles in the universe. So find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my earlier book, a book about what I do for a living. I work in string theory. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, go to my website, call 612-564-8135. The website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what all the excitement is about. Find out what's on the cutting edge of physics. Good day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.